Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Well, coming up is that big breaking news of the last day or so that ABP is set to halt levy collections from farmers. I've been speaking with Margaret Donnelly, the editor of the Agriland website. Margaret, a significant development this week. ABP set to halt the collection of levies from farmers. Now, this could have big implications for a number of farming organisations.
Absolutely, Chris. IFA is the biggest recipient of levies that are collected by meat factories and processors and dairy processors, such things around the country. And it became known that ABP, the Larry Goodman-owned company, is going to stop the automatic or the blanket collection of levies on behalf of farming organisations. So what it's actually going to do, ABP is going to write to a couple of thousand farmers who sell cattle to its meat factories this week or early next week, and they'll get a letter with a form and asked to fill in the form whether or not they want the levy to be collected on their behalf anymore in the factories. And anybody who doesn't fill in the form or doesn't send it back is going to be opted out of the levy collection. So really only farmers who want their the part of that, you know, the money to go to IFA, that's all that'll go to them. And it's not just IFA, but they are the main recipient, as I said, of the levy. But ICMSA to receive it, but a much smaller part than IFA.
Now, there has been, I've seen it described as being a voluntary levy in the past, but that's not really the case, is it?
Well, IFA certainly call it a voluntary levy, but one's take on what is voluntary or not, I guess, could be called into judgment here, into question here. Certainly what Goodman or ABP is doing at this point, it's turning the voluntary thing on its head and it's saying you need to volunteer, you need to opt in. Whereas up until now, you've had to contact processors and say, I want to opt out of this. This levy has been taken automatically and is still going to be taken automatically by a lot of processors. The milk processors take it, the other meat factories take it, grain take it as well, and, you know, on pigs and such around across different sectors.
Yeah. Now, the levies themselves date right back to the 70s, don't they? Because it was all tied in with, I suppose, with Ireland going into the EEC as it was then and helping to fund representation for farmers in Brussels.
Yeah, I guess farmers probably don't, a lot of farmers don't understand this levy or what it is. Like, it says EIF on your check or on your docket, that's all it says, which stands for the European Involvement Fund. And as you say, it dates back to the 70s, and it was a fund that was set up to help farmers be more organised and have better representation in Europe. And it's been in place since then, and is still being collected today for that purpose.
Now, the initial reaction from farmers on the ground, has there been any straw polls taken or have we got any feedback at this stage?
We do. Agriland put up a poll today around lunchtime when we ran this story, and we've had well over 1,000 respondents already, and over 80% are saying that they will not opt in to continue paying this levy. So the vast majority of people are either not going to send back the form or send back the form saying, no, count me out on this.
So there is going to be a big knock-on effect, particularly for the IFA. These levies can account for something in the region of maybe a third of its total income. So if maybe 80% are going to opt out, they're going to have a few financial headaches.
Certainly it's going to cause a financial headache to IFA, because if you look at the throughput of just cattle, like, it's about 1.6 million cattle go through Irish meat factories and went through last year. And the levy probably works out between €1.50 and €1.80 a head or something like that. So if you do the sums in it, you're probably talking around 400,000 is going to IFA from just the Larry Goodman factories alone. So a huge, huge amount of money at stake here for IFA and its income. And IFA already admitted this year that it is down on income due to people voluntarily opting out. So people who have contacted meat factories and the dairy processors and said, please stop collecting this levy. So this will be a big blow, I think, to IFA and its pockets.
Now, when there was all the controversy last year with the departure of Pat Smith and the IFA plunged into crisis, here in Donegal, there were calls at various meetings from some farmers to oppose the continuation of the levies. It's come about in maybe a slightly different manner than some had expected, but you can see that certainly on the ground there will be people who will be quite happy not to pay it.
You're right. Throughout the IFA debates that took place early this year to elect the new president, the levies came up time and time again, night in, night out. The three presidential candidates and the three deputy candidates were asked about the levies. Would IFA continue to pay it, or could they look at, you know, bringing in other income or different income from different sources? And IFA reviewed it after Joe Healy took up the position as president. They reviewed it, and back in June they announced that they were going to continue paying or collecting the levy, that the levy they feel is the fairest way of collecting money.
So this week, what has happened? Had this been foreseen? Or I understand there were some meetings during the week, but how did it suddenly get to this point?
Well, we don't really know the internet. But except that a meeting took place yesterday between two of ABP senior management and IFA, and I think IFA were told at that meeting that this was going to take place, that ABP was going to stop collecting the levy on its behalf and offer farmers that opt-in or opt-out.
And what is the IFA's next move most likely to be? I'm sure Joe Healy won't be too pleased to have learnt of all of this.
No, the IFA has come out quite strongly and said that what I consider certainly a strange move, it has said it's not going to be dictated to by Larry Goodman, and that it has called, IFA has written to Larry Goodman and said, stop collecting the levy. That farmers do not even, they're not giving them the option at this point. They're saying, you don't collect the levy on our behalf at all. So that's what they're doing at this point. So we haven't heard back yet from the ABP group as to whether, you know, they will go ahead and send farmers the option or not to opt in or out, as I say, or whether they will take what IFA has requested now and just stop completely collecting the levy. So that has been their response today.
So if the IFA finds itself with less income, it obviously has certain bills it has to pay and targets it has to meet on the financial front. But shortfall is going to have to be made up somewhere, or else there's going to have to be a cutback in services or even representation in Brussels or whatever. During the election debates, I mean, we heard plenty about IFA Telecom, and that is a source of revenue. What way do you think the organisation will go?
Well, as you say, the IFA really has two options here. If its income is hit, it's going to have to cut back on spend, or else it's going to have to look at alternative sources of income. And the spend is an interesting one, because this all really came about over the payment that its former general secretary was receiving, and the shock that that caused. And Joe Healy, the IFA president, has said, and said throughout his campaign, that he would look at senior staff pay within IFA. Now, that hasn't happened. That certainly hasn't happened on any public level. And people are still looking for that, because they don't know what senior members of IFA are being paid. And they want to know ballpark, really, figures. Nobody needs to know down to euros and cents. But in what scale? So if there are a number of people, or a significant number of people within IFA, maybe on significant salaries, that can be an area to save money on. Or the other option is to increase membership, or to look at ways of bringing in more money. But certainly something is going to have to give here.
Well, a case of watch this space. Just moving to something quite different. We've the Leaving Certificate results out this week. So a big day for families all over the country. And Agricultural Science, your colleague Amy Ford has been reporting that the number of Agricultural Science students who sat the Leaving Certificate this year, there was fewer doing it, and the grades have changed, as they always do from year to year. But important from the agricultural sector's point of view, that there are plenty of candidates still pushing to get through onto Agricultural Science-related courses at third level.
That's right. Leaving Cert results are out today, and a nervous time, I guess, for families up and down the country with anybody doing it. But yeah, about 10%, the figures show, of students who sat the Leaving Cert Ag Science received an A grade this year. And it's down a little bit, but nothing worrying. But also down is the number of people getting, you know, the lower level grades. So the demand is still there at second level for Ag Science. But the CAO, the initial figures are showing that maybe the demand going into third level, so Waterford IT or UCD, the demand is not there or as strong as it was over the last number of years for third level courses. So we'll have to see how that pans out now in terms of actual real demand and, you know, change of mind forms and things like that, and whether people take up first preference or second preference. But it looks like demand for Ag Science courses at third level now, that the points will be down, because demand could be down this year.
And finally, Margaret Donnelly, just two other things we might just touch on. The dairy farmers have had a tough old time. Milk prices, it's an ongoing saga. Every time there seems to be a little bit of a ray of light, the co-op's not necessarily following through, and it's still a big talking point.
It certainly is. Milk prices at the moment, dairy farmers, as you say, have had it tough over the last number of months, and some co-ops and processors have put up prices, and there's calls for others to follow suit. And over the next couple of weeks, we're going to hear more about the latest EU aid for dairy farmers and whether dairy farmers in Ireland will be able to, you know, opt into this voluntary reduction of supply. And that might make sense for dairy farmers over the winter months here, when they will be drying off cows anyway, to take this. But we'll have to see. But there seems to be some light at the end of the tunnel on the dairy side of things. But how long it takes to filter down into farmers' pockets remains to be seen.
And just briefly, the weather, always a talking point no matter where you are in Ireland. The harvest now, the next few weeks, so many regional variations, of course, certainly in Donegal, it will be regarded as being a pretty poor summer. It may have been reasonably warm, but it's been dull and wet. And for the farming community, when it comes to harvesting the crops, I mean, the weather over the next few weeks, it can have a big impact on yields ultimately at the end of the day.
It can, and it's currently, I'm in Dublin, and it's lashing down rain here. And one of my colleagues from Wexford was saying today they were looking for rain down in the southeast because parts of the farm were burnt if it had gone so dry. Certainly the next couple of weeks are going to make a big difference in terms of harvest. Tillage farmers have not had a good year of it. So we'll have to wait and see, and probably nobody will be happy with the weather over the next couple of weeks, but that's farming, I guess, for you.
And the tillage farmers, I think there is going to be that fear that more people will maybe move away from tillage farming next year, and if the acreage goes down, and you have that whole knock-on effect.
Well, exactly. If harvest isn't good this year, tillage farmers will have to do their sums and wonder whether they can take Conacre or what they can do next year and whether it makes sense for them. But harvest prices this year, they're not good for tillage farmers.
Margaret Donnelly there, the editor of agriland.ie. On to some other news items. Well, Teagasc is holding an information night entitled Talking Timber, which will be held from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Wednesday, the 7th of September, in the Radisson Blue Hotel in Letterkenny. Topics covered at the event will include knowing when your forest is ready for thinning, how to contact potential buyers, what is the best way to sell your timber, and how to maximise timber value. It's an opportunity for forest owners to meet timber buyers. The ICSA Rural Development Chairman, Seamus Sherlock, has said that Minister Heather Humphrey's decision to allocate €10 million to regenerate rural Ireland falls considerably short of what is required. He said that while the news is welcome, further and ongoing investment is what is needed to keep the lights on in rural communities. And to put it into context, Mr. Sherlock pointed out that the cut to the ANC, the formerly disadvantaged area payments, has taken over €60 million per annum out of rural communities. Well, with the harvest getting underway, the IFA is reminding farmers that sourcing local Irish grain for feed can be excellent value for money. Irish-produced cereal and protein crops are excellent value for money, and you can source high-energy concentrate feed and quality proteins for your winter feed programme from local grain farmers. Whole crop cereals, grain and protein crops are available off the combine from local growers or through co-ops and merchants. And the IFA adds that if you are purchasing a concentrate ration, insist on the maximum inclusion level of quality Irish cereals and proteins. Many imported feed ingredients are byproducts and are of an inferior quality. Well, time for the livestock prices, cattle prices. Steers making €3.85 to €3.90 a kilo. Heifers €3.95 to €4 a kilo. R grade bulls €3.90 a kilo. U grade bulls €4 a kilo. And cows O grade €3.10. R grade €3.25 a kilo. Sheep prices, a spring lamb €4.90 to €5 a kilo to 22 kilos. Ewes €2.50 to €2.60 a kilo. Well, that's it for this evening's edition of Farming News and Views from me, Chris Ashmore. Until next week, goodbye.